Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hola, hello. Welcome to the Gypsy Wagon Hour.
There's your sirens.
Can you hear the sirens?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some things change, some things stay the same for a while. Well, I do like to start out the hour with meditating and grounding. And so let's take a moment wherever we're at to feel our bottoms in the chair. If you're lucky enough to lay down somewhere, lay down, spread out, and really sink into your chair, the ground, the earth. No matter where you're at, imagine it's the earth. And sink in deeper with each breath. See if you can engage that anatomic nervous system, settling it down, keeping things simple for today. Finding space in your lungs, finding space in your heart, even if it's just a little bit of space, and sending some of that life force energy breath there. Feel that expansion of the chest. Feel that diaphragm releasing. As you release more and more into the earth, you feel your diaphragm releasing, spreading out with gentle power. Ooh, and let's send some life force energy into the belly, the intestines, the kidneys, the spleen, that whole first, second chakra. Again, releasing tension, releasing stress, finding space. Just as we honor the four corners of the earth, let's honor the four corners of our body, the front, the back, the sides, and see if with the next breath you can really expand your energy to wherever it feels super good, super comfortable. We're creating space for more gentle power, more breath, more relaxation, more fun, more learning, more health. Find those spaces and all those New Year's intentions that we all said, if you did set any, put them in those spaces in your body. Plant them like little seeds that will, as Iggy said, redo, reevaluate, and look at, and then they're going to be growing in the spring. But for right now, we're just finding gentle rest. And we're going to end by dropping our shoulders and taking a couple breaths to really clear our minds, to ask our ego, our thinking selves to join in and have a nice dance with our higher, more curious, playful selves. Let's see if we can do that for the next hour, or maybe forever, if you're lucky. Feeling that spin of polarity. I love it. So Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Iggy. I got to hang out with you
Happy
on New Year's.
Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
That was so fun. I was looking at, I watched Michael Snaps the entire next day because he recorded the entire night. And it was pretty epic. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Maybe too much fun, but it was fun.
Yeah, you can never have too much fun, right?
Well, it's much needed. Playfulness is something that we talked about before, and I don't always embody. Sometimes I get really serious, and I feel like part of my life purpose is to go from being really serious and survival to, like, playfulness and curiousness. Yeah. But according to my astrology chart, it's here to learn structure. I just reject that. No.
Isn't every day to learn structure?
Oh, structure. Blech. So I have some, I always like to go in and kind of journal what's been going on in the last month and, you know, set up some topics and have like sort of a format, but I also like to free flow. I would like to, my animal spirits deck called Knowledge Cards by Susan Sedon Bellet, they wanted to come out. So later on, if anyone wants their animal totem that they're working with right now, me and my daughter were playing around with them. She's such a powerful little healer. She said, you know, I haven't discovered what my spirit animal is yet, Mom. And I was like, oh. I was like, what do you think it is? She goes, I don't know. I said, well, what do you think mine is? And she goes, I think it's a lion. And I was like, well, here's a deck. Pull one out. Let's see. And, of course, she takes breath, does some shuffling, and pulls out a lion. I was like, what the? When I think about spiritual evolution, I'll tell you what, parenting is probably the biggest spiritual evolution of my life. I'm sure you can probably relate. I'm sure it's individual for everyone, but
yep.
Whew, it is like growth, growing, structure, and magic. And I was just earlier today, like, I hope I'm giving her, you know, I hope. My biggest goal is that she's not in therapy. Like, my mom was crazy.
Yeah.
But my biggest hope is that she's like, oh, my mom taught me, you know, how to be authentic. My mom taught me how to relax. My mom taught me how to eat. My mom snuck me kefir with kale in it. I was so mad, but now I'm so glad because my intestines work really well or whatever. And I hung out with my mom yesterday. She's recovering from her back surgery, and we're having like
I know.
She is the Leo, the lion, and she's, you know, learning. She was a analytical chemical warfare agent. I think we talked about this for the government, and you know, she is. She put herself, you know, through welfare. She went into, you know, a single mom on welfare. She put herself through school, graduated chemistry. What is it, cum laude, and through a reputable college. And so she's built this identity, and you know, they advised her to take an early retirement, and then she needed this major back surgery. And she's just so, like all of us, I think, a lot of us are right now humbled, because we're in this collective, like, shift of wherever we built our identity to be, like, yeah, that is a part of us, but we're so much more. And the universe is definitely making sure we realize that, and it's, I don't know about for you, but for me, it's been quite humbling. You know, I was like, oh, if I build an office and a website and everything, then this will be my future, my destiny. And I don't think it's quite that. I found that perhaps my medicine and work will be in different ways, and I'm totally releasing into that. And in a very a realization that it's a process and a journey, not a destination. Like, I see my future, but my future is like when I'm in my, you know, like late 40s, 50s, and 60s. Like, I see that, and I'm like, I'm there. I'm traveling. I'm teaching. You know, I have two books out, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is that, you know, as we talked about in the last show, my health took a dive. I have a very sensitive system. As I travel through realms with people every day, as I deeply connect, it depletes my minerals, and I can't eat like a lot of other Americans. And I've ran 35 years on a fight or flight nervous system, and finally my adrenals crashed, and I lost that, you know, I lost the tooth. And so all this health stuff came up, and I can't be traveling and working 80 hours a week. And so I've recently come to this really beautiful piece with that. I mean, it's like epically authentic and peaceful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I had an image when you were saying that my adrenals and losing your teeth. I was just thinking of this woman just in a little forest hat, and they're, you know, I'm really nice. I just gave myself away, you know, kind of. Scenario.
Yeah. Totally. I totally connecting all those pieces of like giving parts of me away, and then like in order to receive the perceived love that I, they're all interconnected. Grief work, like loss, my perception of what loss is, but yeah, this year's gonna be tight. Have you done I'm into astrology. Has Mark done an astrology show recently?
Yeah, he did one before the year ended on our Monday show.
Oh, did he?
It was
for
pretty
the
good.
Next year?
Yeah. You should listen to it. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. I mean, the two like main YouTube ones that I watch are talking about primal rewiring, primal desires coming up, which they started to come up last year for me. And I'm like, no, I can't be that big, that, like, all these signs were coming in. Like, we got that puppy who's primal and wild and savage, and he's got all these, you know, primal, like, I want to hunt, I want to jump, and I want to eat, and I'm like, no, we have to be civilized. And as I'm walking him, and he just wants to jet, man, I'm like, oh my God, that's me. This is me. I've got this primal part of me, and finding a place for it to go is the key. Do you have that in you?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. It's just kind of like that. Right now I'm feeling that primal urge to just go, just do, and get out of my way, you know, which has been good, actually. Everyone's like, what's wrong with you? Nothing wrong with me.
I'm just coming in contact with my primal.
Yeah, get out of my primal way.
Get out of my primal way. That's great. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, here I am. I'm just open to whatever. Like, I thought I had it all. I kind of thought I had stuff figured out, and then I don't. So, but yeah, ironically, I am figuring shit out. Like, I am getting, the more I release and go, what the fuck am I? I don't know. Where am I going? I don't know. Am I supposed to be here? And I get all these little, yeah.
That's funny. I like how you put that.
It's true, though. I'm just like, I don't know where the future. It irked me so bad last year. And still, when I get readings, when I do readings with people and they want to know about, love, and they want to know about relationships, and they want to know who's the one and if it's going to be forever, that always, like, there's something in there that really annoys me and triggers me. And I think that, when I was doing the phone psychic network, I would just be like, there is no forever. There is no time. I just started like just kind of, you know, instead of being in a compassionate way, I'm just like, stop asking me this. It's so old paradigm. But I do think that that's one of the main things that's going to come up, at least people that I work with, or generally, you know, a consensus is like, we have to rewire our relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, our work paradigm. It's just not working, right? Like, maybe it is working, but I feel like there's a lack of connection and depth that I'm bored with. It's like, as my light comes out and as I become more touch with my primal, more touch with my truth, I don't want to just have superficial relationships.
That's too easy to do.
It's too easy and it's too boring. We're not here. I don't think I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I'm here. I know we're not. Yeah. But we have been doing that. I mean, I have anyways, and I could see other people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go into work and they're like, oh, let's talk about what's going on with, you know, the government or a recipe or TV show. And I'm just like, yeah, well, what's living in you? Like, what's going on with you? What's going on with your relationship? How's your parenting going? Like, let's talk about the real shit really isn't out there. It is right here. It is our reality. It's what's going on. I mean, it is both, but I think there's been a deflection into the outside world, partly, that's keeping that. It's like, oh God, I don't know if I want to go that deep in my own personal relationship. Well, I do. I'm ready.
That's
and I
good.
Know I'm sure this year. I know that there's a I don't know if it's part of my medicine or what, but I definitely, you know, can get, I definitely, as I explore figuring that out, it definitely triggers people. Yikes. They get mad at me.
So when you woke up on 2016, well, actually, you were already up. You were dancing. When you finally went to bed, when you finally went to bed and then woke up, what were you thinking? What was like one of the first things that came to your mind?
Well, honestly, authentically,
mm-hmm.
it was like dread. There was dread and there was
really?
Fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was the sadness that I, you know, have been carrying and kind of toying with and juggling, but not knowing where to quite, what container to put it in. And it was like the last day of that for a big release. So I've been having nightmares of my deepest fears too. And so has Shay, so has Michael, so has my mom. So like this so far, it's been more about like kind of shoveling out the shit, like shoveling out the horse stall. I mean, that's actually where I've been. And then there hasn't been, but there's been a real peace in it, though, once it's come, like big purges. That's where I've been.
Okay.
That's the honest truth. It wasn't like, oh, my God, everything's perfect. I woke up with dread.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
Yeah, well, it's just real. I mean, I've got big feelings and big experiences, and then their polarity wise, I can go into pure joy and happiness and connection, and I can also go into like survive. I mean, when we did the ayahuasca ceremony, it started out. I mean, time goes away because time isn't real. So when you're doing it, like I started out in sheer terror and fear of ultimately survival, like. Will I have enough water? Will I have enough food? Am I going to die? Like that's my,
really?
I have these primal fears. And so they got to come out and be released. That way I can get into, you know, the more I don't care if I'm alive or if I survive or if I know mm-hmm. it's more divinely given, the more I'm just going to be in the moment, I think. So
sure.
It's okay. It sounds horrific, but it's okay.
You know, it's funny. When I came back from Peru, I had meditated since I left Peru. I don't know if you knew that. I wasn't in my
you
own
have
meditation.
Haven't?
Have not. Yesterday was the first time I actually had my own meditation where I sat myself down and meditated. I've meditated with your show, you know, and stuff like that, but guided yet, but not myself. I just wasn't called to. And then yesterday I was mm-hmm. called to, and man, that was pretty deep.
Did you go deep?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to on like a meditation that I haven't done for like, what, months? But I kept hearing the same message. People kept saying, you know, you seem a little off. You seem a little bit distracted. You seem a little bit, I'm like, it's because I'm not meditating. It's not, I'm not centering myself. I'm trying to do other things and it's just not working out. You need to actually sit, listen.
That's very true. I've committed to going back to my Sangha practice because it makes me, sit for 2 hours and really until my body finally settled. And I used to get, when I was going last winter, I had like crazy visions and healings and my ancestors would come in and mm-hmm. it's hard to do on my own. Like I like doing it with a group, but on my own is fine too. But yeah, group, mm-hmm. the group meditation gets me to where if I want to get up, I'm like, I'd rather get up and do this instead. I'm like, oh shoot, everyone else is still sitting. I got to stay with this. So what did you have any profound like insight or did you have vision?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the ayahuasca because I was like sitting at home and I was just going, I heard this like, sha, 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 sha. I was like, oh, are you freaking kidding me?
Whoa.
And I'm going, and it was sunny out. So I open up the window, I look outside, like, I didn't see, I'm hearing things. So the plant was calling me. The plant was calling me back to my roots, I guess. You know, go back and reevaluate yourself and look at yourself. And I was on these journeys all over. I was all over the place. And I was mm-hmm. talking to people and meeting people. And it still was still a lot for me to figure out and work out because I was just so all over the place. But never did I stop hearing the plant, though. The plant was just like,
I remember that sound. I remember that. To me, it was like a, it was, yeah, it's like a hum, a vibration, and the plant connects in with the jungle, mm-hmm. and it's like, and it would, do you remember how, like, Herbert would, like, stop playing, and then it might stop, and then as soon, right before he started taking us on another journey, that shit would come back, and I'd be like,
yeah.
No! And I'm like, not again, I'm so, and then the jungle mother would come in and be like, this is life. This is going to be your life. You named yourself, because I think we all picked our names, but mm-hmm. You named yourself the name of rebirth. You are going to continuously have to live life, or you've chosen to live life like birth, where you have rest periods, where there's like slow, like is anything going to happen periods, and then there's, you know, and then there's the all of it, the pushing and the, and then the relaxing and knowing when to chill, and it's that is life. That is life. Oh, so good, though.
Powerful.
I actually know it is powerful. And I actually know that, you know, I've talked about this before, too, that I don't, like, I thought about going back to school at the end of the year. I was freaking out when I closed my mm-hmm. office because the office is too far away and then all my health stuff. And I already have an office here in my home. I can meet people at Global Gallery for readings. I can do them very easily over the phone. So I'm like, I'm not committing to this office space after the trial period. But it was a great release. It was like, oh, yeah, I need more flexibility. And there is the potential. I'm going to pray and meditate on getting the traveling gypsy wagon this year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, I talked to Shay about it too. You know, my daughter's 10 and she's preteen and she learns tactile like me, and I took her to her first festival last summer. It wasn't a spiritual festival, so they didn't have classes, but she still got the dance and the community, and she's old enough now to wear. She got over her fear of porta potties. God, she had an awful fear. She's like, nope, I'm holding it the whole weekend. I'm like, I need to learn how to use these if we're going to go to be a festival family. And
I was
yeah,
afraid
we
too.
They nasty.
You know what's
but,
on there? They nasty.
But I learned through pain. I learned through, unfortunately, I learned through, everyone does, suffering and then remembering. Remember when I told you when I was like blacking out in pain from the tooth nerve dying, and
mm-hmm.
and I heard this shaman. There was no gender to this being. It was very cool, genderless, like medicine person, and they just said, "Big medicine, Dawn. Big medicine." And what's perpetuous or coming out from this is finding out, again, how the anatomic nervous system works, how the spleen cleans, how the gallbladder mm-hmm. is our inflammation system. Like, I'm learning all these cool things about the body that are so exciting and so, like, if I can get them in sync and the vitality, like, how many freaking people can I help? I guess 80% of the population has leaky gut, which is where the intestinal tract, you know, through gluten
yep.
and toxins and impurities, it seeps into the blood. Well, I've had the symptoms for a while. I had no idea. And
mm-hmm.
So of course, big medicine. What a beautiful way to, it's not fun. It's not fun spending 2 days making bone broth. And it's not fun. Like I'm taking a class, an online course right now on the leaky gut and the five different stomach types and stuff like that. But it's something to do. And it's a way to connect with people and heal. So I guess that's my very immediate next path.
Yeah. I thought you said leaky butt, but I guess.
Nasty. Okay, to clarify, gypsy wagon. So that was gut, G-U-T, intestinal tract.
All right, yeah, good thing you said that.
If you have a leaky butt, I can't help you.
Neither can I. But I have a number. I have a number you can call.
Oh, God, you're hilarious.
Oh, we have fun on the show.
We do. I just have fun with you. I'm going to set the intention that we do more things. I saw there's something I'm curious about, which is the Dharma House has this like a sweat lodge. And my friend Heidi told me that you went to one, and that's one thing that I miss. And she said the people are so cool. It's like a whole new tribe of people I could meet.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pretty cool little place. It's right over there. It's 1970. Is it Granville Road?
Huh.
It's near Linwood, close to us. It's like off, right off of 315 there.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I definitely want to connect. Though the next 2 months, I'm totally giving myself permission in January and February to, like, dip out. I'm just going to retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I got a girls' night this Friday at a cabin in Hocking Hills. Rest. Like
nice.
You said, redo.
Mm-hmm.
I got to finish my shaman or my urban shaman medicine cards, and I'm going to do my YouTube videos. And I'm not really going to put myself out there this winter. I want to practice living with the rhythms of the seasons and through eating and my activities. I don't know. I'm not all or nothing. But
it's a good thing. Good thing.
Yeah. Should come to Sangha with me sometime. It's a really magical, if anyone's interested in that, it's
Thursday,
cool,
right?
Meditation. It's Thursday nights at 7 at the Unity Church on Mays, and it's a really cool group of people. I mean, this vortex that we create, like if you're not feeling well mentally or physically, there's a portion that of the night where you can just lay down. I mean, they have blankets, pillows, and mini mattresses, everything set up for you to lay on, and they will slowly circle you. And I remember the first time that I didn't want to do the walking meditation, that I was so exhausted that I absolutely couldn't get up, even if I wanted to. And for 20 minutes, you know, they walk for the ancestors, walk for children, walk for health. And I felt like this swirl of healing. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I just got busy with work in the summer and fall and didn't go, but I'm definitely going back there. And I'm definitely also going back to do some practicing through women's generating. Because I noticed this year I got exhausted because I stopped saying no to people. And when I did say no, it would just, again, make them angry because I'm like, oh, yes, let me take care of you. Oh, yes, I'll do that. Oh, sure. And then I got exhausted and my no's were like, no. People were like, can you get my mail for me? No. I was like, you don't understand. I think I'm dying. I think I have to go to the hospital. And here's the thing is no one did understand. No one has understood how deeply exhausted and stuff. But finally, I was like, it doesn't matter what anyone else sees. If no one else can see me or understand this, I still have to do that. So anyways, they have a practice called Yes, No, Maybes where you practice saying yes to people and how to fully embody that in your body when you really want to say yes to something. And when you say a no, instead of being like, no, or no, you just get this really, it teaches you and you practice how to do like a really grounded, like, no. And it's not personal. It's just like, no, nope. It's super cool.
Good, good. Super important.
I forgot about them, but I went to Astor. Astor was here for a couple of days, and I went to his cacao ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of women's generating people there. And there was also, that was a powerful ceremony. That was a powerful ceremony.
Are you doing well?
Have you worked with cacao much?
Yeah, in the past. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of stuff, you know. I've done a lot of things, you know. And then you go, wow, why don't I do that anymore? Just so much.
You're reevaluating. Like, what things did I do that I liked and what things did I do that I... Well, the cacao go ahead.
I love my dance classes that I teach. The spirit dancing, that was one of my favorite things I did in the past.
What? I didn't know you did that.
Oh, yeah. That's the talk about that sometime. It's pretty intense, pretty fun.
Well, I'm requesting one of those this year. I'm putting in a request for class for that. I support that
Sounds
big
good.
Time.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Well, just a brief, like, the ceremony, I've done them. I've come to almost every one of Astor's ceremonies that I can because I just really find him to be such a magical elf-like creature. He's like a mirror of all the magic that I love. And anyway, so I've done this. I've drank the raw cacao, and he mixes different elixirs. This time he put a dopamine lifter in it. It was like, it started with an M, Musima or something like that. And I'm thinking it's just going to be like the other ceremonies, you know, and I actually went into trance. It was actually very similar. The plant worked with me in a very gentle but similar way as ayahuasca. Like I went into a great purge afterwards, emotionally and finished getting all that out. But it also like blasted open my heart. I mean, just blasted open. I'm in the middle of this thing like, okay, I've heard him talk about this throughout the years. This is what it was supposed to do, but maybe my heart wasn't ready.
It's true.
Yeah. You've had that experience with the cacao?
There's all kinds of versions of that. That one I'm not familiar with.
Hmm. I have a lot to learn from you yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of quiet about my stuff.
Well, don't be, brother. Be loud. Be bright. The world needs your stuff. After you redo and reevaluate and retreat and find that, figure it out, I want to hear it all. I want to learn it.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Do you want to see what medicine animal is working with you now? You probably already know, but do you want to see what?
That'd be cool. Let's take a really quick, like, 3-second pause just to let everyone know.
Sure.
Where they're listening in. Enjoy the show.
Let's do it.
You're listening to withinsightsradio.com.
That's it. We're back.
What? Why was that so short?
I can play it again if you like.
You're listening to withinsightsradio.com.
Ta-da! There's usually that funky beat that we dance to. We have a mid-show dance party with the...
A mid-show dance party. After all, we run through all the commercial breaks. You have this one? One of these songs? This is what you're talking about? Where'd it go?
Yeah.
That one?
That's the one!
Yeah.
Dance party time. All right, you got some really powerful animals. You've got the three actually said that they wanted to work with you. So you have snake coming in, and I know you probably know a lot about each animal because I did the powerful spirit animal meditation. I went to your one at Mystic Nirvana. That was the bomb. And you actually got one of the animals that came up for me back then, which is bear, healing divinity, and invulnerability. So that's interesting. I'm not even sure what that word means. I know about being vulnerable, but what would invulnerability be?
Invulnerable means you can't be penetrated.
I love that. I am going to... Okay, that is my 2016 favorite new word. Favorite new word ever. Like, I'm going to stop being... I'm vulnerable. I'm invulnerable. That's great. So yeah, the bear is coming through, and it's symbolizing divinity and healing in many, many cultures. And it's, you know, a spirit helper for you right now. You also got another big, powerful, you got the bull, which is renewal, fertility, and growth. So you are definitely in a time of fertilizing and growing. Like, I actually literally see your bones just like strengthening energetically and growing with light. And it says the bull cults in ancient cultures whose devotees worshipped the beast as a supreme deity. So I don't think you could get any, you get the Greek god Dionysus. And,
cool.
And then the other one is snakes, so you're still going to be shedding some stuff. And this is like, that's the whole year long, and it's snake. The snake runs, works with you a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, snake energy is really powerful in my medicine. I actually had a big, powerful dream with snakes the other day.
Whoa.
Big snake, not a little snake. There was little snakes in there, but it was big snake. Big snake.
There you go. Life, death, and rebirth. That's powerful.
And Godzilla, which I don't know how that works, but. Lizard. Thank you.
Looking at the cards. You're welcome. You're welcome. I think that two mammals and a reptilian, that's a good balance.
Yeah, I like that. Those are powerful animals. I relate to those. They make sense.
Yeah, they're super powerful. I know when Shay was asking, what is the animal totem I'm working on? And she pulled mine. It's the lion, at least for that day. And then I pulled hers, and it was like a seahorse. And she's like, oh, what? A seahorse? That's not cool. I think they're adorable.
Seahorses are cool.
Yeah. They're kind of badass, actually. I miss them at the zoo. So what do you think about animal totems? Do you believe that you have main ones then? I can't remember. I took your meditation so long ago. Do you think we have main ones that we're born with? Or do you think, because I noticed that little ones, or they come in and out of my life. That's all. I don't know a ton about them, but I'm very curious about working with animals.
It really depends on the person, the individual, how they want to approach that. Because for some people, animal totems are temporary. For some people, it's a lifetime thing. And for others, it's just a constant movement of animals moving through their system. For me, I don't necessarily have one animal totem that I reside with that I'm like, oh, yes, I'm a bear. And that's all, you know, and I have bear energy. You know, I kind of like to be flexible personally, to be able to bring on the energies that I need to be working with in a certain situation with certain people. Now, people can actually put totems on you without even knowing. Like the panda bear, for example, is not my totem. A lot of people think that it is, but that's just kind of like, that's kind of by default. That's kind of one of those things that I posted something about a panda one time and it went viral in our little world, you know, of our little group of Facebook friends. And, you know, so panda this, panda that, you know, which is cool. And then for me, the panda is more about the duality. It's about, you know, the yin and yang in the light and the dark and the shadow sides of ourselves. Because even a panda gets PO'd and ticked off, you know, when it's not presented, when it's not treated right. So he's not always cuddly and furry, you know. He's pretty strong. He's pretty majestic.
He's a bear. Yeah.
Bear. It's still bear medicine. But, you know, every time I've been named by different elders and stuff, the Cherokees, they call me Thundering Four Bears, you know. Now they'll call me Green Bear. Yeah, so the bear has a big attachment to my spirit somehow. It follows me a little bit more than other animals, if I had to say. But I'm not locked into one particular animal. And you remember Herbert?
I don't think I am either.
Remember Herbert? He said his was the flea. They asked him what his animal totem was. And he said his was the flea.
Did he mention what the flea was? I haven't heard about that one.
Well, he had mentioned, you know, when we were doing the ceremony, he said the flea is actually very powerful. It can bite you. It can jump. It's small. It can, you know, it just, no one expects a flea to be a totem, but the flea has a lot of message in it. You know, when you look at him, he's kind of like a flea, you know, in a sense. He travels here. He goes over there. He's everywhere, you know, and takes a bite here, takes a bite there, but he's sharing his medicine. So he takes big leaps.
Dude, when I look at his life, I'm just like, are you serious? I just, He's like, I'm in Russia. I'm here. And that smile, that smile is so,
yeah,
real. I remember when he just
Thailand,
he would
though.
Pop in. He's in Thailand now, and he's doing what he loves, making music.
Yep.
It's pretty powerful.
Yep.
Pretty powerful being.
Yeah, he's a good example. He's a good example to look and to draw from. It can be done.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. And I think what happened was, like, the more people I've run into, like, say, you know, after who is like, I don't know if I'm going to Africa or Thailand or where I'm going next. And then I see there is a part of that in me, but my past life, when I got my astrology done by Bob at Phoenix Books, he said I was a traveler and a nomad, and that I'm actually here to learn stability, for whatever that means, at least the experience of stability. Obviously, it's not forever, but I'm starting to get little clues of that it has to do with intimacy. You know what I mean? Like, seems to be a theme in my life of, like, how much I can let people in, and it's not so much trust them, but trust myself that, you know, I can get close to people, even though I feel like one of those wounded little dogs that was wounded, and then I try to trust, and then it feels scary. But that being said, going back to him, Herbert, like, I see that him as an example of a future, like, taking, like, when I'm older, I definitely, not even older, but, you know, I want to travel for sure. I'm thinking Bali, Morocco.
Cool.
Definitely a little trip to India, maybe Australia, though they got some creepy bugs.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had mentioned animal totems, but I think fictitious animals could be there too, or extinct animals can be part of your totems as well. I've had people bring in unicorns or Pegasus unicorns. I've had people bring in characters out of Star Wars, you know, just Chewbacca. But, you know, I mean, I've had people do that. I had people use those things.
How do they do that? How do they find out? How do the people find out what their animal? I mean, is it more an internal job? Or, like you said, I've always wanted, like, an elder. I've always wanted someone to be like, oh, I see this. But I don't pretend to not. I haven't found that yet. Someone that can be like, oh, you got this.
Well, the thing is, sometimes we put a lot of emphasis on other people to tell us what it is. But I think when you empower yourself to say, today I want to be a penguin, you know, I have penguin energy in me, you know, and the reason a penguin is because out of water, they're a little more clumsy, but once they're in the water, they're very majestic and they can soar and they can go super fast and they can do whatever they want. But when they need to rest, they come onto the land and they slow down because they know intentionally they will slow down. It won't be in their best place to be. To running around. I watched a video of these penguins trying to cross this rope and they all kept tripping over it. You know, they couldn't get across. And finally one did it, but they were all hesitating. You know, it's kind of like us, you know, as people, you know, animals teach us a lot. What's holding us back? You know, I'm watching this penguins and they're like really freaked out about this rope tied to a boat. Some of them dared to go over and some of them got hung up and some of them made it through. And the other ones just turned around and went another direction. And animals can teach us a lot just in those little scenarios and those little moments. That's what I love animals about.
Oh, I see. I never thought of it that way. I never thought of it. Me and Shay just watched a special on her holiday break about weird animal best friends or something. And, like, it was like a crow taking care of a meerkat. And there was, like, a deer and a dog who were best friends. And I guess I did get we both got big teaching for that show. And we would watch these animals. It was really about, like, building trust through play, which I could see humans doing. And then, like, connection and needing deep connection. Like, some of the animals, when their best buddies died, like, they just withered and died.
Aww.
Yeah. And the power, like, as much as I'm trying to eat, you know, all these good things without connection, without intimacy, without even physical, like, cuddling, like, I, you know, and that's as powerful I'm starting to figure out then as food.
Now we have callers online. Did you want to take any?
I sure do. Let's do it.
All right.
Hello, you're on air. Gypsy Wagon Hour.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just listening to the radio show. I just dialed in a few minutes back.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
There's a little bit of an echo, so hopefully I can hear you. So say that again. You've been listening to the show and...
Sorry about that. I just said I was listening to the show. I just dialed in a few minutes back.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't have anything to add or a question to ask.
I think that's beautiful. Just appreciation. Like, I don't get that all the time, so I'm really grateful for that, and I hope that you are enjoying it. I really do. Sometimes when I'm talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope that this is even interesting. So thank you so much for your appreciation. Bless you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Colin.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
That's awesome. There's power in that.
No.
You
know? Oh, my heart, my heart. That was so powerful. Oh.
Just the appreciation. All right, let's go to another caller here. You ready?
All righty. I'm ready. Hello. Hello. Welcome. Hi.
Hi. Am I on?
You're on air. Who's this?
Oh, this is Susan.
I knew it was. Thank you. This is my friend Susan. I don't know if you've ever met her, but she's a very...
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have met. She's a wonderful...
We're at a drumming together.
Okay.
Mm. She's become my...
I had one of the drum, the narrow drum, the Native American drum.
Oh, okay,
at,
yeah.
At the Rose Park.
The Park of Roses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
So, that's who I am. So, I was very interested in how you felt about the new year coming in. This is the number 9 year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have gotten from it is that this is, we're finishing up our cycle of the years. And so we're going to finish things, end things. And so next year will be a new project and stuff. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That kind of seals up. I know Iggy was sent me some stuff on this being the year number 9, and I like that would make sense. But this is what I said earlier in the show, which was kind of abrasive, but like the final, like shoveling out of all that, you know, the Tom Lesher calls it the great purge year. Like, it's just like, let's just get this stuff out in the open, let's clear it out, let's bury what's no longer serving. And it doesn't actually sound very fun, but we don't got a choice. Or we do.
No. I'm hoping that my project will finalize this year and I get it all out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working on it for 3 years now. I wanted to get out there. So,
I hope it does. I'm sure it will.
And Iggy, I see bear in you, too.
Yeah. I look like a bear, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have that energy.
Yeah.
And recently, I've been having visions of bear. Coming to me. And the Bear Clan has invited me in a vision. So
nice.
I'm not sure what that means, but I was like, wow, that's cool.
More will be revealed. Susan was there with me when I had a tooth attack at the salon. And,
oh, okay.
I think the goddess, it was you with me, because she was very patient with me. I was like, I need to, like, just sit with this pain. And she gave me this beautiful guided meditation advice to, you know, call in and get some spirit help. And she's been working with, I need to learn, I would like to learn more. In fact, if you want to share a brief synopsis more of, like, the feminine energy and the cedar medicine or anything that, you know, I know that feminine energy is coming in this year to, like, holistically and, like, authentically. And I'm super curious about it and what you got out of that.
Oh, well, I've only had 3 classes. I'm waiting for the woman to give the 4th one, but mm-hmm. she lost her space. So I'm not sure mm-hmm. when that's going to happen. But it's just the beginning of it. It's sort of nice, and it's, I would say, deep knowledge, old knowledge coming out, and it's really soft and pleasant to work with.
Ooh, that's my kind of medicine.
Mine too.
I manifest soft and gentle. I burnt out all the masculine. So feminine, I'm like, I want to learn more about what that means. I mean, I know it doesn't mean girl or boy, right? Feminine means, it's just like an energy. Actually, me and Shay were talking about that last night because people keep calling her a boy. And this is where we go back into parenting and it being some of the hardest work. Is me not putting, like, a viewpoint on what that means when someone calls her a boy. Like, maybe she likes it. Maybe Shay's fine with that. Maybe she's not. So, for me, like, as parenting, I go, okay, well, what was that like for you? And I remember when you were younger and you said you were half boy and half girl. Like, do you still feel that way? And da-da-da-da-da. And because it's so intense.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I would always take the Barbie dolls or the Tammy dolls, and I popped their heads off and put them on the opposite gender doll. I would always pick their heads so that a boy was a girl and a girl was a boy, because I had this thing about, why can't I do what these boys do, you know? Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to do that. And I'm old enough where we had to wear skirts because we were girls. We weren't allowed to wear pants. And I'm like, why can't I wear pants? Why can't I do this? Why can't I wrestle? Why can't I climb trees?
We always go back to this, don't we, Iggy? Where the gender roles and inclusion, and it seems to be like our got a female
You know what's so funny? I did that with my sister's Barbie dolls, changed their heads around. I got in trouble for it. My mom got mad. But regardless, but you know, you mentioned something about the feminine energy. If you look, for a while now, we've been kind of putting, man's been trying to put feminine energy down. But all of a sudden, you see the movie Star Wars, for example, the new one that came out. She's
don't
the heroine now.
And,
well, I'm not telling you, but you know, she's coming into her awakening. You need to watch this. This movie's about you. Now that I think about it, you know.
I totally want to see it. Okay, I'll
yeah,
do that.
And,
oh,
you know,
I can't wait to see it now.
it's you know, building up the feminine over the masculine, and you know, and trying to find that balance within it, and then how everything how it was is no longer is. So I'll leave it at that.
What?
And I also think that feminine energy is very powerful. And we've survived the masculine energy, and we've made it through. You know, we've used our feminine energy to get the masculine to do what we want without them knowing. I've always thought women were more powerful than men, even when I was a child.
Yeah. I have to agree with you.
Well, the funny thing. And we've all been, me and Susan have talked about, we've all been men and women. So we've all experienced, you know, even though whatever gender we are now, like, I know I've been a man, and I know, Susan, you've talked about past lives being a man. So it's like mm-hmm. we've got to experienced both of these. So even though we're in this era of the beginning of changing what it means, you know, what male and female or these different energies mean, or finding the balance in ourselves, it's like, it's really not personal.
Yeah.
You guys have a gift that's so amazing. You know, you can give life to another human being, you know, and your sacrifice is huge for mankind. And yet mankind doesn't acknowledge that. I acknowledge that because I acknowledge that in me.
Well, thank you.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we can't give life without the male counterparts helping
us. And that's
us.
That's true too.
It takes two. It's a balancing act.
Could it be the yin and the yang? I'm being
Could
sarcastic.
Be.
I'm being like, yeah.
I just give thanks to my parents. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
Aw, Susan, thanks for calling in. You are a dear, 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 dear mm-hmm. friend. I think you and Iggy would get along really, really well. For sure. Now that I talk to you two together, I'm like, oh, man, you guys could probably talk for hours.
Probably.
I have one question. I've been having heartburn lately, and I was wondering what that might mean, if you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Susan, can you repeat that?
I've been having heartburn lately, and I was wondering if you knew what that might mean.
Oh,
spiritually.
Let me tap in for you. Well, so the first thing I'm hearing is like an acidity balance in your body. So figuring out like if you can do simply more cooling foods, cucumbers in particular, I'm hearing will help that. Of course, stay away from the, even though it's, you know, still winter, the cinnamons and the cardamoms and the hot sauces and go on a more, just add more vegetables in if you can. And if you can, you know, juice them so that they're more soothing. So that's what you could do food-wise. And then the emotional component, and it sounds like, or what it looks like clairvoyantly, is that there's a little fire. There's a little fire in there. It's like sparks all around. And they're basically clearing out energetically your energetic arteries and all that. So you could do, again, instead of like focusing on more fiery breaths, like breath of fire, which helps clear stuff out, you might want to do more of the cooling breath, like the ocean breath, where you slowly inhale and rock, and when you exhale, closing your mouth and doing the back of the throat. I forget the Sanskrit name for that, which is weird because been my main breath, but it's a cooling breath, and it's, and speaking of Star Wars, you kind of make that that sound like Darth Vader makes in his mask. You kind of make that in the back of your throat when you exhale, so it's like a
it sounds like the
cool.
Ocean when you breathe in and then breathe out, is that ocean hitting the waves or the waves hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like you've gotten fired up recently, and it's just not your, you know, it's not, it's kind of like, it had a purpose, like you getting fired up and you getting some, you know, some anger, some resistance, it like moved and activated stuff, but at the same time, your body really functions well on a more cooling, watery, chilled aspect. Like you function better that way.
I am born in the year of the water tiger, and I'm an air sign.
So there you go. That would make sense. Get some cucumbers and juice them up. And thank you so much for calling. I see we only have a minute, so we're gonna let you go. But I will talk to
you
soon. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't forget to breathe like Vader. Still there?
You're the best. You're the best, brother. Yes, I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there. It was perfect.
No, I'm so glad you did. Every time, the first time you did Chewbacca, I thought that was you doing that. I was like, oh my God, you're so talented.
I can do it, but
no.
I can't do it as well as Chewbacca, but.
I sound like a hummingbird. Well, I did come up with the end of the show, kind of a mantra or a theme. So thanks, everybody, for joining in. And I hope that your retrograde, Mars retrograde period, and your reflection, make sure you give yourself permission this January to go in and, like Iggy and I were talking about, to reflect and to redo and to reorganize and take this Capricorn energy that we're in to really figure out gently what's working and things you from the past that was working that you might want to bring back. I mean, we talked about that, like some stuff that Iggy's like, oh, I did these dance classes, and I'm like, oh, sangha really helped me, oh, meditation, and figuring out what things in the past worked. And then also being very clear that right now there's no choice, release and relax into, we're shoveling out old fears. And it's very graceful, and it's very powerful. And to reach out and get help if you need it. And there's a polarity balance there, because yes, you want to get help, but as Iggy, you know, as he was doing his teaching on the animals, like some of us need to remember that ultimately we know our truth. Like there's a balance there of receiving, but ultimately we know it. And be sure to check out my YouTube videos if you can this month. I'm really going to focus on different teachings, and my YouTube channel is She's a Fairy Princess. And if you want to check out more about me or get a reading, my website is www.dawn-thompson.com. And I would like to leave with the channeled through mantra for the next week or month, which is, through pain I release into the unknown. I become raw, and as I become raw, I become real. And that's it.
Great.
Thank you. I love
You're welcome,
everyone.
Welcome.
I love
All right.
you, Iggy.
Love you, too.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Signing off.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll talk to you next month.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning in to With Insights Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Gypsy Wag Hour with Dawn of the New Era, Dawn Thompson. She'll be back next month with her show every first Wednesday of the month. Hopefully we get Mark Matheny back on the line here and get him back on the show lineups, because people have been asking about him. Our next lineup is Mud Toe at Midnight. Take care.